From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading The Expedition by Lauren Robinson. Now let's begin with Chapter 1 of The Expedition. Astronauts James Parker and Michael Murphy completed their assigned tasks in the space shuttle as it soared through the darkness of space. It was the last flight scheduled for Charger 2 this year, 2007, and Jim looked forward to next year when the new advanced Charger 3 would be put into service. The 3-day journey into space had been to correct the orbit of an errant communications satellite and take routine images of Earth's mineral resources to see if they corresponded with earlier findings. Now, with that done, Commander Parker relaxed in the spacecraft, waiting for instructions to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. It would be a while. The flight had gone so well, they were ahead of schedule, and Jim had time to think of his coming wedding, which was set for the Saturday following their return. He had met Cindy Dearman 2 years ago, and was captivated by her dark features, long black hair, and quick wit. He glanced at his watch and turned to his co-pilot. Air Force Colonel Michael Murphy was taking his turn at sleep. He lay strapped to his rack, arms stuck out as if reaching for something. Jim reached over and shook a floating arm.
"Mike, it's time. Are you going to sleep all day?"
Mike rubbed his eyes, unstrapped his harness, and looked around the shuttle.
"You just ruined a beautiful dream, my friend. Give me 5 minutes more and I'll catch that blonde."
Jim grinned at his friend and said,
"You can catch her next time around. Right now we better review the re-entry checklist. I hope the landing is better than that liftoff. I ain't lying in this thing waiting for those engineers to make last-minute corrections."
The pilots followed the familiar procedure, and when they were satisfied all instruments were operating perfectly, they sat back to watch the monitors. Mike suddenly leaned forward with a start.